Ladies and gents, welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast. My name is Jack Stafford, and it is a pleasure to be doing this podcast with you guys. And I'm sitting here with a big smile on my face because this episode is going to get interesting. And I'm very excited. I'm feeling empowered for you guys. And this is juicy stuff, team, because this is incredibly important. This is all about how to effectively analyze your life. This is going to be part one of a part two episode because I didn't want to ramble on for 45 minutes, not even rambling on, because this stuff needs to be said and be brought into the light. But it's good to break it down to make it more digestible. And I'm doing this, guys, this specific topic, because it's so easy to just hold on to things because it's what we're used to. It's what is comfortable. We're scared to go into the unknown, onto the other side. But newsflash, life is the unknown. So it's a story we create in our heads of, I need this certain sense of control. So you might hang around that person who you've known for a long time, but actually you've naturally drifted apart and it drags your energy down whenever you see that person, but you still want them in your life. And that plays on your mind. Or you might be in that work which really doesn't make you happy or doesn't inspire you and they don't see your value. But because it's comfortable and you don't know anything else, you hold on to that. So all of these elements of our life we're going to be diving into are so important to get uncomfortable with, bringing this stuff up. Guys, the magic happens when we get uncomfortable. This discomfort is where all the growth comes from. Because what might happen when you do this is you might strongly reflect on a point or might bring up a certain emotion. And it might make you feel uncomfortable, which is good, because then it's like, right, okay, why is it making me uncomfortable? What is the process that is going on there that is allowing that emotion to come up and making me feel uncomfortable? And that's where the breakthroughs come, when you be curious about that and explore that. And this is what this part one of this episode is about. So we're going to be breaking it down, guys, into three parts. One, into the material elements of your environment. Number two, the energy elements of your environment. And number three, we're going to be doing a little bit of a proactive action step to move forward with this and then going into part two next week. So number one, we're going to be talking about the material elements of your environment. So the material elements, guys, is a word for saying the physical stuff, the physical world in your existence. So what's your work? What do you do for work? What about your home? And that could be relating to two parts, but if we just stick with the material element of it, the physical location of your home. And what I mean by that is your home, is it really far from work where you sometimes have to go into the office maybe twice a week, but it's a really long commute? Could it be in a place that you don't really like, that you're not comfortable with, but you're there because, you know, it's comfortable, it's familiar? All of these things are really good to think about when it comes to your home. And then, for example, like, could it be in a set of apartments with neighbors that you really don't get on with and they complain all the time about things? Just good to reflect on these things, but we're sticking to the material elements of your environment at the moment. Next one, your relationships. So your relationships, your friends, your family, acquaintances. And then if you relate that to your work, your colleagues, manager, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of these people, relationships play into your home, play into your work, but they are quite separate because as physical things, they are obviously different. Your friend is obviously not a house. So think of it as, okay, what physical things are in my world right now. And I'm just bringing these to light because then we're going to analyze them as we go on. The next one is your food and your movement. So what food are you eating and how are you moving your body? And last one, your habits. So what habits are there in your life? Now, habits is quite an intricate one because the thing with habits is we have habits that we don't realize we have. I'll give you an example. So And this is a very relatable one. Let's say we're bored at work and or we're just having that low energy time in the day. And we've all done this, and sometimes we all do this too much. What do we sometimes do when we want to cope with that boredom? We might check our social media. And when we check our social media, we might go on TikTok. And before you know it, you might be spending 20 minutes on TikTok without realizing it. We might be on Instagram, and you might be just looking at all these models on Instagram and thinking, oh God, I just don't feel very good within myself. That little habit, it's a habit we don't realize we might have. But automatically going to check your social media when you're bored or when you're in a low energy state is a habit which is obviously going to be holding you back. It's going to be draining your energy. So guys, that is the material elements of your environment. Going through your work, your home, your relationships, your food, and your movement, and your habits. What things do you think could be the cause of what creates these feelings of feeling uninspired, unfulfilled, stuck, lost, or just unhappy? Because then the material elements of your environment have an enormous influence on what we're going to talk about next, and that is the energetic elements of your environment. So guys, let's break it down. How are our material elements affecting our energetic elements? And these two have a huge correlation because, let's put it this way, your food. Sometimes people think food is our source of energy. And yes, it is a source of energy. But if you were to have a Domino's pizza and then a massive wedge of garlic bread, you wouldn't suddenly be like, oh yeah, let's go for a 10K or a 5K. It'd make you feel the exact opposite. It would drain your energy. It would make you feel heavy, slump. The last thing you want to do is get up and move much. So it sucks your energy. And that's what it is. The material stuff that could be in our world affects how we feel and how we think within ourselves. So guys, within your career, is your career making you dread every single day? Is your career giving you that Sunday evening, oh my God, I cannot wait for next weekend, or oh, it's Monday morning, tomorrow morning? All of this stuff is a signal that your career is having a huge element to your emotional states within inside you. They're warning signs. If you're coming up with all that language that your career is uninspiring, sometimes, yes, you do have to go through the motions in periods of all of our careers. Our career can't be at that peak all the time. But if it's always in that trough and you never, and the only little peak you get is when you go out for maybe a client lunch on a Wednesday because you get out of the office, that is huge warning signs that something needs to change. On to the next one, relationships or your social life. This is one of the most important ones in my personal opinion, because the relationships we have in our life, human beings, being around people, socially interacting, is an energy exchange. The more you hang around with people who are draining your energy, who put their insecurities onto you, who don't support you, that's going to take its toll on you. That's going to bring your energy state down. Even if you've done all the hard, relentless work on building your belief systems and understanding your self-worth, if you're always around these people, it's naturally going to drag you down. It's going to pull you down into this vacuum, and it's almost going to feel like climbing Mount Everest to get out of it. Because at the end of the day, guys, people is an energy exchange. And if you're always exchanging your energy with negative people, with people who put you down, it is only going to bring you down. It's not going to do the opposite, unfortunately. So really understanding who is in my life right now. Who is in my life right now? Whenever I come away from them, I'm like, oh, I feel like I had to see them, or feel like they didn't make me feel very good about myself. You come away feeling more anxious than you did seeing that person. Just good to reflect on it, guys, right now. Really think about it. Sit with it. Get uncomfortable with it. That's where the magic happens. And the relationships evidently directly relate to your career, because your manager could be a manager who isn't interested in you, is only invested in their personal growth within the business, within the company, and they'll do anything to throw you under the bus, and they don't see your value. And if that person is not seeing your value, that's going to plant seeds in your head if you start to question yourself if you don't already see your value. And half the time, guys, the majority of the people that I've come across don't see their value. They don't understand how wonderful and incredible they are. So if someone else is then directly relating that to you and saying, no, you're not doing this very well, or you're not good enough for this, we can't give you this promotion, all of this, that's just going to suck the soul out of you bit by bit if you do not be proactive in changing that. So I'm just putting that out there, guys. Your health, the food you eat, are you eating energizing food sources? Just sit with that one, guys. Are you eating food sources that energize you, that make you want to move more, that make you want to work out, that fuel your body with all the essential stuff it needs? Not eating rubbish all the time. Yes, it's incredibly easy to snack on crap food. And we all, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying deprive yourself of the foods you enjoy. Absolutely not. But if the first food you turn to is, say, a chocolate bar, instead of another source of maybe natural sugar like fruit, if you're always turning to chocolate, then you've got a problem. And that needs to be corrected. I'm happy to say that. It needs to be sorted out. Next, finances. Obviously, financial anxiety is huge. We've all had moments of our life where we've felt, well, the majority of us anyway, have, oh God, you know, it's a bit tight this month and all this. Obviously, if that happens over time, that is going to bring your energy levels down, because it's going to create that financial anxiety of, oh my God, when is this going to end and all of this? So when we break all of these elements of our life down, our career, our relationships, health, finance, even personal development, you know, are you brainwashing your brain with good stuff or bad stuff? Are you always on social media? This relates to your habits, guys. Are you always on social media and just comparing yourself to everyone and anyone under the sun, or just mindlessly scrolling, wasting time? Or are you listening to that video on YouTube which might expand your knowledge within your career, or could be like a motivational speaker giving you a really effective insight into their life, which might give you a complete change of perspective of how you see life? So what are you brainwashing yourself with within your personal development? Because every habit we have either contributes to our growth or removes us away from where we want to go. So when we break our life down to all of these elements, guys, how are your material elements, the physical stuff that is in your life, what you see in front of you, how is that affecting your energetic elements of your environment? Just sit with that. And what we're going to do for our last bit is we're going to write this all out, if you're not already aware of this. And the reason this has had such a big impact in my life is because I've practiced and practiced and practiced becoming more self-aware of all of these different elements of my life. So when something pops up now that I feel could be bringing me down, I'm a lot more proactive in managing that and then getting rid of it in my life, depending on the emotional attachment maybe to that thing. So, because it's made a huge impact on my life, team, that's exactly why I'm sharing it with you guys. And I don't care if this is uncomfortable, because it has to be. So when you write all of these different elements of your life out, you can start bringing up that awareness into what is in my life that is holding me back, and what is in my life that I need to keep hold of, because that is what gives me more energy and makes me more of a proactive and inspired person. Because it's all, things might not be our fault. Some things out of our control might happen to us, but it's always our responsibility and how we then deal with that, and how we go about those things that do happen to us. So guys, let's write it out. Your work, your home, your relationships, personal development, your health, your finance. Write those things down, and then you can start doing a bit like a maybe a flow chart or even a spider diagram on those different areas of your life. And I've done this stuff before, and that's why I'm saying this third bit to do it, because it's honestly incredible what comes up. And that is what we're going to finish off with part one, guys. How to effectively analyze your life, the material elements of your environment, the physical stuff, and how it has an incredibly influential impact on the energetic elements of your life. Because I'm going to say this now, guys, people who don't think or think manifestation doesn't work or isn't a thing or doesn't understand people's auras or when people say vibes, although it's cliche, it's because it relates to the energetic world that we're in. And people might not have the awareness that that thing exists, but that's not blaming those people at all. If you just think what you see out there is what you get at face value, that's just 3D awareness. You're only seeing things in the material world. But when you see things in a 4D awareness, the energetic awareness, how things play off on energy with fellow humans, how your job is affecting your energy levels, that is when you can really break down all of this, how your material correlates with your energetic, and then you can write it down and go from there, guys. And that is what we are going to finish on for part one of how to effectively analyze your life. And I am so excited for you guys to be doing this task, if you're doing it. And if you're not, then I just want to challenge you here and say, is it because you don't want to get uncomfortable? Is it all too familiar with what you've got in your life right now? Guys, it's time to step out that comfort zone and absolutely go for it. You would be doing yourself a disservice if you collect all of what you've heard today, you're not happy in your life, or you're feeling stuck, you're feeling lost, you're feeling uninspired in any way, shape or form. If you're not then proactively coming away from this and wanting to do something, you're doing yourself a disservice. And this is where we have that conscious choice. We can choose whether to change things, or we can choose whether to stay the same. So ladies and gents, until next week, if you have any questions, feel free to ask me on my Instagram, JackStaffordPT. And if you really love this podcast, guys, if you feel you've gotten some value from it, feel free to rate and review it on Spotify or Apple, so then more people can listen to this and hopefully get some inspiration into, I deserve more. I need to do more about giving myself more of a prosperous existence. Ladies and gents, until next week, thank you very much for listening.